What you doing? I'm the AC and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about a brand new series called History's Mentalist or Rikishi Mentalist. The story is by Tomato Tri. The art is Natsuko Ruma. The translation is Mei Inoue. Lettering by Aaron Mark C. Marcel. And editing by Metabang. This is episode 1, The Depressed Minamoto no Yoshitsune. It came out on Shonen Jump Plus, or where I read it on Manga Plus, on August 12th, 2023, and it's actually short for a first chapter at only 42 pages. So, the artist Natsuko Uruma also did art for Can't Stop Cursing You, but Tomoto Tri, according to his Twitter at least, also did Illusion Camera and Mitsukun is Fine and My Risk. I don't know the actual Japanese names, this is all translation, so I don't know, take it how you will. But yeah, there's some experience, and with something like this, and according to the description of the series, it seems like a series that would have a lot of work going into it research-wise. So, talking about the actual story, the description, not misleading, but I think it really got my hopes up a lot more. I was excited. I was like, oh, this could go deep. There could be a whole lot going into it. But it was kind of, it was like, oh, there's really not that much going into the series. And maybe there will be later, but this first chapter, yeah, there's just not much going on with it, which I guess I can just explain. So, first off, it's August 2021. The main character, Sakurataru Shiba, it's COVID era. It's been a year and a half since his girlfriend left him, so he's depressed about that. He's in the middle of grad school, and then because of COVID, he doesn't know if he can get his field work done, and he can't go anywhere because of it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this was me in 2020. Except for the girlfriend part, this is exactly what I was doing. I was in grad school. I was worried about my field work. Everyone was like, oh, this hit so close to home. Except for the supernatural stuff that happens next. Then, all of a sudden, Buddha's emissary comes with Minamoto no Yoshitsune and tells him he wants him to be like history's mentalist, which is a role that is to help historical figures with their mental health and help them to move on to like Nirvana. So also a lot of Buddhist background on this too, so I don't know anything about that. More spiritual than actual historical probably going into this, but either way, the reason he's chosen for this is because his undergraduate thesis was on Minamoto, and he's kind of just left and was like, hey, there you go. And now Minamoto, even though, you know, Sakurataru is nice to him, is trying to be friendly, help him out, Minamoto literally is just standing around, sitting around. Pretty much Sakurataru puts him somewhere and is like, okay, do whatever we think would be a normal day. And he's literally just standing there, or he's just sitting there. And it's just like, and I mean, he's depressed, of course. And it's like, oh, they're really going into this really heavy depressive state. But and then they're like trying to watch the news, and everything around it is also depressing, but it also shows like this depressive COVID times. So they really hit it. And then Minamoto tries to stab himself. His whole depressive state, I don't know anything about the historical context about Minamoto. I feel like that'd be a whole nother video and something much longer, much less to do with this actual manga chapter. But it seems like he just feels like he was a failure. He killed himself, and now he's just depressed about it, letting others down. Now they end up going to hot spring, and then it does a flashback, kind of weird. I get that it's trying to show that Sakurataru is also depressed. It's just kind of like, not necessarily forced, but it's like, and it's like, here's Miyamoto depressed, here's Sakurataru depressed. And it's like, okay, I get it. It's very depressing. But yeah, flashback to March 2020, and it shows his girlfriend's leaving him. At first, he's like, oh, you just going to store? It's like, no, I'm leaving you. I want to break up because I'm getting married in a month. And he's like, the fuck, you've been cheating? It's like, she's like, yeah. It's like, I've been leaving like marriage magazines around. You just been too busy to notice. And it's like, yeah, I guess he's really neglectful. It's no excuse, I guess. Yeah, he's working on school stuff, and I get that because I put school stuff first back then. I put work stuff first now, probably. I try not to, but it happens. But it also feels like you could be more understanding, and maybe this is me reflecting my life now. It's like, hey, I'm busy. There's things I want to do. I'm trying to try to achieve goals and get stuff done, like doing this video. And it's like, understand where I'm coming from. I guess she just couldn't understand anymore, or maybe he really is that neglectful that he didn't even know she was cheating, she was moving out. So yeah, I guess that one really is on him. It comes out of that flashback, and then Minamoto sees there's like a historical drama on TV while they're still in the hot springs, and he has some realization, and thanks to also just Sakurator giving some other more present day context of how people actually see Minamoto, he realizes he wasn't a failure. He actually did good. And then his samurai armor appears on him and he disappears. That's it. That's all he really needed. And it's like, okay, I thought there'd be a little more to it. And I was like, oh no, there's a catch, right? No, that was it. That's really all he needed. To someone to tell him, hey, you actually did good. And to see that he was being portrayed by an actor on TV, I guess. I guess if you're famous, that's enough to realize your life was good. I don't know. Yeah, so then he's like, okay, well, I'm going to go back home and get to work. And he does. And then the next day, Buddhist emissary comes by again, tells him that he's been certified by the Pure Land Amitabha. I don't know. It's one of the Buddhas or something like that, a stage of Buddha. I told you I don't know Buddhist stuff. But yeah, and he's been certified as an excellent mentalist, and now he gets to pick his next client. That's it. That's how the chapter ends. It kind of feels a little abrupt, because it just ends with them looking through like a client list. I don't know if they're called clients, but it kind of feels like it anyways. Then there's a reference page that's not translated, so it does no good for me, because I can't read Japanese yet. That would have been cool if it was translated. Don't know why it wasn't. Would have been really important. At least, I don't know what the original Japanese page actually was, at least like contributions and the words referenced were translated, if they weren't like that already. Too bad the actual information wasn't. So you couldn't do one more page of like what the translation or reference page notes were? I don't know. Does me no good. Thanks for nothing. But yeah, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this. Like, it'll be interesting, but it also doesn't feel like anything special anymore. The description? Great. Cool description. Actual story? Not as much to it. It feels like it's going to be a little silly, maybe. Maybe just depressing. Like, I talked about how depressing it was. It wasn't actually depressing. It's just, like, telling you it's depressing. And it seems like it might be a little humorous, especially, like, Buddha's emissary. It has a more upbeat feel to him. Yeah, it's not, there's just not as much to it as I was hoping there'd be. I thought I would go deeper, and maybe it does later. This is just the first chapter, but it wasn't really anything that would really catch my attention. If I would have not read the description, read this, I'm like, okay, it's just whatever. The description is still giving me some hope, so we'll see where it goes from here. It's not bad at all, it's just, I got my hopes up. I'm still looking forward to reading it and seeing what's going to happen, and maybe more stuff will come from it, who knows. But moving on to the series title, History's Mentalist. I didn't know what to make of that at first, because in this, Sakurataro is acting more like a therapist or a psychologist, if anything, or a historian, but that's not it at all. It's like you take in these historical figures, so that's where history's come from, but a mentalist, is that a right translation? I don't know. It must be, because the original Japanese name has mentalist. So maybe it's just Japanese, or the idea of a mentalist in Japan is different. Because to me, a mentalist is someone that kind of like, not a magician, kind of a magician, kind of just like someone that does tricks with the mind more than like actually cures anybody. But I can also think of it like, these people he's helping, they're already dead. So it's kind of just, you know, messing with their mind a little. I don't know. I'm trying to justify it. It's really hard to do so. I can only think that mentalist would have some different connotation in Japan. I don't know. Chapter title, though, yeah, it comes from something obvious. It's his first client. But I do like that it's title is like what the chapter is about and not just like the what a lot of the first chapter does. It's just the name of the main protagonist. It's not just Sakura Tarushiba. It's like, oh, it's actually, well, it's the depressed Minamoto no Yoshitsune. And when you do something like that on the very first chapter, I'm almost like, oh, most of the series is going to revolve around just Minamoto. That's why I was surprised that it just ended so easily. And maybe he comes back. Maybe next chapter he's like, oh, surprise, that wasn't enough. Who knows? But like I said, have a bit of mixed feelings on this, but it's nothing bad. I thought there'd be more. But let me know what you thought. If you really liked it, if you didn't like it, if you thought there'd be more, if you're still looking forward to everything, there's still plenty to talk about with this series. So let's go ahead and do that. You can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. Email me at theacstories@gmail.com. Or, hey, join my Discord. We can talk there. Or if you want to help support me financially with that money, you can join my Ko-fi. There's a $1, $2 tier. $1 gets you like shout outs from me and my videos, and as well as the private Discord channel. And then $2 tier is you get the notes for all these videos I make. You know, if you want to help, you know, support me with money, I say that in a weird way, I know, but if you do, thanks, I really appreciate it and it would help. But yeah, aside from that, if you can find the links to everything in the description. So if you like this, go ahead and give it a like. You want to keep up with going and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this brand new series, Histories Mentalist. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much and bye.